Oh, that's right. Sorry, it's you. You will make your statements first. So we'll just start with you, Devin.
Hello. Is this working? A Dream of Philadelphia and Its Poetics. Philadelphia, a two-river city with jetsam startled along its banks. The new spirit which dominates the poetry of this city is scattered along the Delaware and the Schuylkill, scattered on the streets, scattered and fragmented. To illustrate my feelings of poetry in Philadelphia, I will speak in terms of a triad that exists in any poetry of place. One, the poetry of location. Two, the poetry of community. And three, the poetry of song. Firstly, the poetry of location. We are scattered. The world we now know is flat, though for centuries we bought the hysteria of a round world. The world is as flat as we can make it, as we fold the creases of our own personal interiors along subway maps. An orange line and a blue line, a poetry that can run up and down, vertically and horizontally. In Philadelphia, our poetry is orange and blue, a syncopated coloring of a world drawn with septa chalk. In Philadelphia, the poetry speaks of neighborhoods, one dotted line on the map that indicates that here a world begins and there one ends. We have the poetry of Fishtown, of Queen Village, of University City, of South Philly, of Germantown, of Olney, of Bella Vista, of Cobbs Creek, of Kensington, of Port Richmond, of countless other neighborhoods too long to list. There is a local color of these neighborhoods that finds itself into the poetics of this place. Our poetry here is dotted with skyscrapers, finite and indifferent, and therefore the poetry here is finite and indifferent. To me, Philadelphia was the magical city of my childhood where I first went wild. But most importantly, the poetry of Philadelphia hangs on the branches of the trees in our city parks and in the other places where Philadelphians congregate to feel the noise and pulse of a community city built on the history of a country. The poetry of community. I moved back to Philadelphia in 2007 with dreams of being a part of the city's poetic community by creating a space of my generation to grow and collaborate. I knew that community and togetherness was necessary for the powers of poetry to reach complete fruition. I knew that a group of poets could help each other impregnate the soil of particular land if congregated in one urban setting, small enough to allow for closeness, yet large enough to offer enough culture, excitement, and inspirational moments. The other requirement was for the city to have cheap rent, as poets can't create too much if they must sweat to earn enough money to pay monthly rent. As I had experienced them, the old mainstays of poetry movement in this country, New York, San Francisco, no longer met this requirement, and they seemed the trodden paths, the bastions of poetry establishment, in which one could only participate to be the spoke in the wheel of another person's dream. The poetry community of Philadelphia is especially appealing in the fact that its most sacred organizations are grassroots, stemming from the work and dreams of ordinary, extraordinary men and women who tirelessly give the gift of their talents and seem indebted to the city for its multitude of blessings. I can speak about the formation of the New Philadelphia Poets. I had moved to Philadelphia from California and a brief stint in New York City. I had begun poetry groups in other cities and wanted to perfect all that I had learned from these experiences in igniting a group in Philadelphia. I was ready to engage my home city for the first time, armed with the experience of other lands. Engaging with the chance operation techniques of John Cage, I took coin toss walks. Before embarking on these walks, I would pose a question that I wanted my experience on the walks to answer. I would then set upon my journey, walking until I no longer knew where to walk, and then tossing the coin to dictate my direction. One night, I set out with my coin and engaged the question, "Where is poetry in Philadelphia?" I found myself that night at a bar in Northern Liberties named Deuce, which is no longer there. It just incredibly vanished after, you know, a few months. In that bar, I met another poet, and he became the first person to join the group that would later be called the New Philadelphia Poets. The New Philadelphia Poets was a group birthed on chance, a coin toss walk. For that reason, I feel that there is a sense of chance and synchronicity in our poetics, a randomness exemplified by the finale of our Fringe Festival performance, Invisible Keepsakes, in which we scattered pieces of poetry typed on paper around the floor of Isaiah Zagar's Magic Gardens, picked up lines at random, and read them aloud, only to scatter them on the floor again. This randomness creates a longing in the language. The longing isn't for order, although sometimes that is necessary. This randomness is embodied in the visual qualities of Philadelphia, the ecstasy the city's murals bring to passersby who walk the crooked streets, the visual cues of the semiotic city where street lamps are hung next to storefront awnings and the air chokes the fumes of old factories. This randomness takes its cues from the history of the city, though in a new country, it's one of the most ancient of cities. The New Philadelphia Poets takes as one of its chief missions the desires to create new spaces for contemporary poetry in Philadelphia. I cannot speak for all of my peers and collaborators, but to me, contemporary is a term that speaks of freshness and boldness. And so we aim to write a poetry that pushes the boundaries of that which language, written in Philadelphia, is capable. Now I only wish to see the landscape of Philadelphia being used more fully as we continue to propel our city to the heights of poetic renaissance. What is this cell phone stuff?
That's Greg Bem, one of your New Philadelphia poets.
Back to this. Now I only wish to see the landscape of Philadelphia being used more fully as we continue to propel our city to the heights of poetic renaissance. The city is walkable, danceable, chantable. There are many historical landmarks and places for people to congregate. I dream of the city becoming one huge poetic stage in which poetry leaves the academies, the bars, the bookstores, the coffee shops, and the fragmentation of a city based on neighborhoods and enters the domain of the pedestrian. Poetic carnivals on the streets, poetry written on the sidewalks, readings in the parks, readings outside historical landmarks, poetry being screamed by poets running, dancing around the streets. And now I end with the poetry of song. When the tides of San Francisco feed the peasantry of my idols, I go to Philadelphia. When the night in its weariness brings stars to the floor, I go to Philadelphia. With the roses of New York and the mists of the Hudson, I go to Philadelphia. With the perfume of the Scarlet Trail quickens the state of Buffalo, I go to Philadelphia. With figs in my hands and tobacco leaves blooming, I go to Philadelphia. A new avalanche, a new time, I go to Philadelphia. Thank you.